everyone. Hope you're having a good time. I just wanted to do a quick episode today. I'm not sure if you have noticed, but the market has shifted. As sellers, specifically, I want to talk to you if you're looking to sell or you are currently listing your property out there on the market today. It is very important for you to not overplay your cards. What do I mean by that? Overpricing your property and expecting buyers willing to do whatever it takes to get a house. Well, that's not happening as much anymore. The truth of the matter is the market has slowed down a little bit. You cannot force the market to do what you want it to do. You have to let the market do its own thing. It is its own breathing entity. Real estate agents are in here daily, and we are literally, to play it nicely, scrambling because there's all sorts of things happening left and right, and you can't just take it from one source on exactly what to expect. And if someone's coming in and placating you, promising you the world, well, you need to get a second opinion and really narrow down exactly what is going on in the market, because it has shifted. Not to say it's not a seller's market anymore, but what we've seen is that instead of having 10, 12 double-digit plus offers on houses, you're having two or three. Escalation clauses are not happening as much. VA, FHA buyers are becoming more prominent, ability to win contracts a lot more, and then inspections are happening a lot more often. And one of the reasons I'm also seeing every single day price reductions. When's the last time anyone could talk to you about real estate having price reductions in Omaha? We are having price reductions left and right. $10,000, $5,000, $20,000, $30,000 price reductions on properties. Of course, when we talk about those couple $100,000 houses, the $500,000 house with $30,000 price reduction, that's a pretty penny. Well, who gave you the wrong information on the price of the house originally? You need to be paying attention to the market and understand the differences in what is affecting the market. So as a seller, what you need to think of, what is your ultimate goal when listing the house? Is it maximizing your equity? Well, treating your house like a used car on a used car lot isn't going to maximize your equity. Treating your house like a real estate transaction and drawing in a lot of buyers in a seller's market, and specifically targeting and using a seller's market to your advantage, is how you're going to maximize your equity. If you're looking to make an easier transaction for your house, well, that's where you use the seller's market, price accordingly so that you get the contract details, because it might not be that equity is the buy all everything that you need. Maybe the best offer on the market has contingencies that you don't want to meet. Well, let's make sure you have more than two offers so that you can get the contingencies that you want on your house. You're not stuck on the curb living out of a hotel. You sold your house without the contingencies that you need conditional upon you purchasing your next house. Now you are living in a hotel because you can't purchase your next house. The last thing that you really need to be looking out for as sellers, which is a pretty funny thing to be so, that's always brought up, and it's probably the biggest thing that irritates most sellers on today's market, is what you demand for your house, you need to expect to pay for the next house. You are force buyers to meet all of your conditions, and you are marketing correctly so that they have to. Well, that's the same exact situation that you're going to be faced when entering the buying pool. And the funny thing is, the same thing has been happening with new construction, even with you entering into building a house. They have escalation clauses. They are 16 months out. They Well, 12 to 16 months. Things are always in flux with new construction. They don't always, there's a lot of things on the contract that you need to be versed in that can change the outcome of the contract. So even if you're going new construction versus out in the market itself, you're still facing some of those exact same challenges that you forced buyers to overcome when purchasing your house. I hope this information has helped and helped you really understand what's going on in the market this week. And it is changing every week. So I might say something a little different next week, but that's just trying to keep you on top of what's going on. If you have any other questions or things that you've been noticing and you just want a little bit more clarity on, feel free to reach out and have a great rest of your weekend.